from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everybody. We have a monster show for you live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. We are on the road. This place is jumping. It's almost like the NCAA tournament day one in here. If you want to come down and grab a seat, you better hurry to check us out from 2 to 6 this afternoon in the palatial Rivers Casino Sportsbook. A lot of afternoon baseball going on, and of course,
3M Open, baby.
The start of Steelers training camp. That's right, Malzy, with your boy Shipley in it, who's on the PM Team Pantheon.
Right now he's plus two, though, plus two through 13. So to get back onto the Pantheon, he's kind of falling off of it. He needs to start making some birdies.
Surprise, surprise at Steelers practice. The man who is never injured, Russell Wilson, misses his first practice as a Steeler with a calf issue.
Mr. Limited with a calf, in parentheses.
Oh, yeah. God, that's the last thing I want to hear today is that clip again. Do we still have
Mr. Unlimited?
Oh, my God, that was so bad.
I wanted him to take part in practice today, but like in a very limited capacity, because I wanted to be able to just make the Mr. Limited parentheses calf. I thought that would have been a banger of a tweet. Do we? Yeah, Donnie. Do we have Mr.
No,
Unlimited?
I don't encourage him.
I don't. You know,
don't egg him on to play Mr.
Fine.
Unlimited.
You know what I can relate to though with Russell Wilson? He's got those twin beds now at camp. Presumably, he's got to sleep in one of those regular old St. Vincent twins. Here's the irony. That guy was posting workout videos. Look at how in shape he is. He's very dedicated to his craft. You sleep one night on a crappy mattress, and you feel like garbage.
That's
I know
one place
the feeling.
You can't.
Oh, Alex and I have talked about this. We both have been waking up like in pain.
You can't get cute. You can't try to save pennies on a mattress.
We moved into the new house, and we had the money to burn still, but we bought a crappy mattress.
Congratulations on all your success.
No, I'm telling you, we bought a crappy mattress. And so she's been telling me we've got to get a new mattress.
There's a lot of mattress hookups through the radio station. So many great mattress companies.
Perhaps a company that wants to get its name even further out there would love to furnish us with a great mattress, and we'll do an endorsement here.
412-928-9370 to help Mulsey out with that. Did you know Russell Wilson in his first 9 years with the Seahawks missed zero games because of injury?
I did know that, actually.
Did you know the first game he missed because of an injury? Do you remember it? You should.
It was a Steelers game.
Donnie, do you remember it?
Yeah, that Sunday night game.
Yep, when Geno Smith.
Yeah, right.
Got his first start.
And then Geno Smith kind of low key cooked him a little bit in the second half.
And then had that huge
turnover
in overtime, and the Steelers won. And he was, and Russell Wilson was injured, and he was still doing the pretend game.
Yeah.
Before the game.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that pretty vividly. Now they're saying he's not going to go, but he's still out there high fiving air.
Yeah,
taking imaginary snaps.
He was congratulating
his teammates,
fake teammates, invisible ghost teammates.
That really is like the way kids play. You swing a bat and run, and then you're like, you're high-fiving your ghost teammates.
For the first few years of my life, when my brother was born, I had to play by myself. I was an only child. I'm 6.5 years older than my next oldest brother. And I would go out into the backyard, and I would throw the football high enough in the air where I could run it down and
like
catch it myself.
Like that Mr. Perfect video from WWF where he just heaves it across the entire field.
I would
field.
Play games. I would throw a baseball up underhand and hit it.
Oh, that was a common one. You just throw it up with your left hand, or in your case, your right hand, and then you put that hand on the bat, and you just hit it as far as you can. Man, I would just – did you ever just do the thing to practice baseball where you would throw that ball straight up in the air as high as you could and with your glove on the other hand and then just practice fielding pop-ups? I would do
that.
Oh,
100%.
Throw a ball off the wall of the house if you had cinder blocks on the bottom.
Yeah, did that too.
Field some grounders. So are we really right to make fun of Russ for doing this, or is it a little different when you're a multimillionaire athlete and you're going through those motions? Probably
just,
a little different.
Yeah, I just don't see how it helped him.
What if it gets him in the right frame of mind?
Well, that's so important.
Tom Brady used to take a nap before every game. We don't rip him for that because he's the GOAT.
You think there's a Hall of Famer that's like a guy that's an all-time great whose ritual is to take a giant dump before a game?
George Hill. Not an all-time great, but a solid
true.
NBA rotational player.
Cale Berger used to do that before every show he produced with us before he moved
that's
on
correct.
To Y108.
Harry Callis does it during shows. It's such a part of his
I'm
ritual.
I'm not talking about that anymore. I got reprimanded by him. Yes, I had to give him a heartfelt apology, and I actually mailed him a Derek Jeter jersey.
Get out of
here.
You mailed him a Jeter jersey?
Yeah. You can text him and ask him.
I don't want to say any more about him. I don't want to get on his radar after I said that. I don't want to mail a
it's
jersey
true story.
To him.
He guilt-tripped me and made me feel bad enough where I sent him a Derek Jeter jersey as an apology.
Did he request did you guess that Jeter was like his favorite player?
I asked him who his favorite Yankee was, and I sent it to him.
What if he had said somebody that was like really hard, like Shane Spencer?
Not a good guy, I don't think. Actually, no, maybe
Chad Curtis was a very bad guy.
So Wilson misses. This is the first time Fields in any Steelers practice worked with the first team.
Yep.
Because in OTAs and minicamp, he never got a single rep with the first team. We also got news this morning from Jerry Dulac that the Steelers aren't going to give either quarterback an extension before the season. They don't give extensions in season. So it really is an audition for both guys to see who plays the part of Steelers starting quarterback in 2025. And my question for you guys is, will we see what happened today in training camp practice happen in the regular season? Will Justin Fields become the Steelers' number one quarterback at some point?
My guess is still no. My gut tells me that it's going to be Russell Wilson who keeps the job.
Gut's got a lot smaller, so I don't know if I trust it as much as I used to.
But it's concentrated gutty power now. It's like one of those tabs you put in your dishwasher. It's that kind of deal. It's like the one question I get asked the most by people who are acquaintances or friends who know what I do for a living is, who do you think ends up the quarterback? And I've said Russ, and I continue to feel like that's a pretty minority opinion on my part. Or the people that believe in Russ don't really say so very loudly, whoever they might be. And you know why I think it's a minority opinion? You posted the video today. There's that one Steelers, that one fan who was taking video at practice, which I thought you weren't supposed to do.
You're not.
But everyone jumped on it. You, Ari Myrov, all the content aggregators. Louis Riddick, who likes to dive in there from time to time with big takes, said QB1 with the thinking emoji.
He did?
Oh, you didn't see Louis Riddick?
I did not. I'm going to have to find that, Riddick.
Riddick went in there with a QB1 and the thinking man.
Let's
I love
the thinking
man. Let's
not pull up
man.
The Riddick clip of him saying, Kenny's going to be great and I can't wait to dunk on all the people that doubted him.
Yeah,
we still have that one?
I think it's out there, but I think Lewis would get pretty perturbed if we dug that one up.
And we have a good relationship with him because of Pitt. And
we're trying to maintain that good relationship, so let's keep this thing going. No, but I mean, you posted the video, Pony. I get why what I am saying here feels unlikely to a lot of people. Fields rolls out on whatever the play call was and just throws an absolutely perfect ball to Van Jefferson in stride that if it were done in a game and it's football in shorts, they're not even padded up yet, but if it was done in a game, it would be a touchdown, and people would be, ooh, ah. He spun away from a blitzer who got by Dan Moore, I believe it was. Some things never change, even at camp. And threw a strike on the run to Jaylen Warren. Like, he flashes physical tools that make you salivate as a football fan and think this guy can be in the right situation, in the right offense, with the right coaching. This guy can be not just a star, but like one of the league's standard bearer superstars.
What if I changed the question and asked you, are you more excited for Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
I mean, I'm more excited for Fields, the thought of Fields. But even as a, you know what? even as I say that to you, how can I really be more excited for a guy I don't think is going to take a snap as the starting quarterback this
That's
year?
That's why I'm surprised you answered the question that way.
I mean, I'm excited for what Fields could represent, but like the other part of this, the other Jerry tweet you didn't mention here, but I do think it's relevant. He said neither one of them is going to get a new extension before the season starts. But then he tweeted and followed up with, it's the Steelers' intent to sign Russell Wilson long-term after this season. That wasn't like fake Jerry Dulac either. That was another tweet he sent on the matter. Was it not?
I'd have to look that up. I did not see that one.
Jerry,
but if that's true, then where does
here, I'll read
Justin
it for you right
Fields
now.
Even factor into their plans?
Jerry Dulac, hold on. Now, a bunch of tweets that he sent, but he sent out something. Oh, now where are these tweets going? God, why is it so hard to find any of this stuff?
I'm telling you, I think you got...
Did I get hoodwinked?
I think you did, yeah.
No way.
I think you did.
All right. Well, either way. Okay, fine. Then
that's like Cook with the fake...
I could have swore I saw it here,
Chalooch. The fake trade from Adam Schefter.
Although, you know what? Maybe he sent it out and then deleted it.
Maybe.
There's always a
we
chance.
Can ask
either,
about that.
Either way, though, like here's the other thing I take from all this. To go forget about who am I excited to watch or anything else. Obviously, Fields has the way higher ceiling, and he's over a decade younger than the other guy. That's why people should want him to win out, even though I don't think
he's
he will.
He's not going to.
What, win out?
Yeah, he's not going to win the job.
I know he's not going to win out
because there's no competition.
So it just tells me how entrenched Russell Wilson is as the starter right this second. That Mike Tomlin told him go, hit the sideline.
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky was entrenched until
he played
the fourth game.
Is he going to play as poorly as Mitch played?
I don't think it'll be that bad. Although Mitch did make a big play in that Cincinnati game in Week 1 to upset Joe Burrow on the road.
Yeah, but he was playing like absolute bullcrap.
I know
he was horrible.
I know. It's not like Russell Wilson's first four or five games last year were any good. He really just managed to not turn the ball over, and the Broncos didn't start to become a good team till they lost to the Dolphins by 50 and gave up 70 points. And went to Chicago, ironically, and beat Justin Fields, and that's when their season kind of got righted. I am, A, more excited for Fields, and B, I do think Fields will exactly take over for Wilson, and that's not me necessarily saying that I think Wilson is going to suck at Steelers quarterback. I don't. I think he's going to be a lot like the guy we watched last year in Denver, where he doesn't turn the ball over, but he's also not a huge big playmaker. And because the schedule's so hard and the AFC is so daunting, and I don't think the Steelers are going to get great quarterback luck again like they did against Russell Wilson a couple years ago, where every time they're about to play a great team, that team's quarterback, for whatever reason,
slips
does not play.
Peel, like it's
yes,
Mario Kart.
Yes. I think at some point, Tomlin is going to be tantalized by the Justin Fields playmaking.
Well, he's going to have to say, I have to fight fire with fire, and
yes.
I have to put a guy who is a risk-reward player.
Yeah.
But that does go against Mike's, like the type that Mike usually plays. And you say that all the time, and you're right to say that. He likes to minimize risk, but like... You're saying that he's going to get forced out of his comfort zone to some extent if he has to play Justin Fields for
if
that reason.
If they're 6-6 and they're staring down the barrel of that second half of the season.
Yeah, that last five-game gauntlet.
With Cincinnati and Kansas City and Philadelphia and those teams, I think he's going to try to get a spark and try to catch lightning in a bottle with Justin Fields.
The irony being, of course, who beat the Chiefs and the Bills last year?
Russell Wilson.
Yeah. By the way, I wasn't wrong about Jerry. I was just looking at a tweet from 4 months ago when he said... The Steelers and Wilson intend to do a longer deal at the end of the season. That was what sources told him in March when they signed him. So that was a real tweet. I wasn't hallucinating completely. I think most people are more excited. Do you get the sense people are rooting against Russell Wilson actively? Because I don't.
No, I don't think so either.
It's a weird dynamic. I think almost, I would say like 80% of Steelers fans are more excited for Fields, if not more. But I don't get the sense people are angry at Russell Wilson for being the number one. I think there were people who resented Mitch Trubisky for having been brought in 100%. For that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.